2 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome to Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. My guest, half of a duo, and the other half wasn't able to make it. But we want to say a special good afternoon to Denisha Fannis. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for agreeing to having a nice little conversation to letting me know a little bit more about your business.
Good afternoon, Ron. Thank you so much for having me here today.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. And you can relax and chill out and relax. It's me and you talking. I'm just saying that. And of course, we got to say a special thank you once again to Banco Singh Nusha for making this possible. Now, let's start from the beginning. Denisha, tell us a little bit more about yourself before we start talking about business and how you guys started this. A really amazing company, by the way, and a very good initiative.
Thank you.
From the parts of you guys. But let's talk about you a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Not a problem. I am Denisha Fannis, one of the founding partners of Connect Services. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Grosley, specifically Marisale. I grew up in a household with my aunt and my cousin. And my aunt has probably always been my role model to me. Mm. So she has been the person who pushed me, molded me to be the person that I am, with the help of God, of course. molded me to be the person that I am today. Growing up with her, I always told myself that that is exactly the type of person that I want to be. Mm. You know, intelligent, strong, ambitious, successful, you know, independent. I attended the Sir Ira Seaman Secondary School, mm-hmm. and from there I went to Sir Arthur Lewis Community College. I majored in business administration. Currently, I am at my first level in my ACCAs, and I'm currently employed at Courts Unicoma, St. Lucia.
Oh, and I know the folks over at Courts are always locked on, so big ups to them. That's pretty cool. What in your growing up would probably even say or show that you would have probably taken this path into entrepreneurship?
Honestly, growing up, I never thought it was never to become an entrepreneur. It was to probably become a guidance counselor or to become a teacher, but never an entrepreneur. Mm. Basically, growing up, there was nothing that made me feel like I would go into business, even if I majored at business at SAFA.
Sure, you expected probably just to be able to manage people's businesses and
not
necessarily to do it on your own. I can imagine, but that's pretty cool. And it's always important to have that help and people to help to mold you. So kudos to your aunt for taking the chance and saying, "Hey,
I was very troublesome, but
you were very troublesome."
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Let's talk about school then. How much trouble did you get back? You used to get to in school.
I was one of the students where parents had to come into school.
Oh man! You look like the type that you're probably rude, huh?
You say that?
I'm just asking.
Honestly, Ron, I think I get that from everyone that I'm a rude person, but I am working on it. Yeah.
That's good. And now you say that you're now doing your ACCAs. And I know let me tell you, boy, I hate numbers, first of all. So I know that must be challenging. How did you get into that?
Okay, so then again, it was two things. One, I wanted to have a qualification, a professional qualification, which was considered global.
Right.
You know, that would be seen all around the world, mm-hmm. because you never know life takes you up. Yeah.
Life
brings you.
That's good. That's good that you have that foresight. One of the things, like for me growing up, one of the things I was taught is that you know, we're not preparing you for St. Lucia, because like right now the world is so small due to the internet and all these things. So that's good that you've taken the foresight and you know, looking for that accreditation, a global accreditation. So close to you for that. How difficult is this? Because what I mean, chartered certified accountant. Whoa.
You see, growing up in the household with my aunt. My aunt is an accountant. And growing up with her, growing up with her in the household, she did ACC as well. So growing up, I would hear, oh my God, I have to study for an exam. I have to do this. I have to do that. You know, which made me, based on what she was saying about it, it made me dislike accounts. It made me dislike accounts, but then I have grown a liking for accounts now. But like I said, I'm on my first level, which seems to be, you know,
the easy
a little
part.
Bit challenging. Yeah, it's the easy part, but it's a little bit challenging. But
my goodness,
I can handle it.
What do you expect to gain after doing this degree in accounting or certification in accounting? What's next for you if you decide to finish it off? What's next?
Okay, so with me completing ACCA, I do want to use this degree in my business. It's a service that there's a service that I want to provide to customers, to clients, in my business by being a certified accountant.
All right, I understand, because you guys, I guess we could go and segue into that business talk now. You guys specifically cater to new or small and new businesses, basically. But for the benefit of the people listening right now, tell us a little bit more about Connect Services and the services, pun intended, that you guys provide.
Not a problem. Connect Services was established in January 2019, was rebirthed in September 2020, last year. And the idea of Connect Services actually came around with my partner, Sheridan Hippolyte. He worked back then with a lawyer's firm many years, approximately 10 years. He had the knowledge and the process of registering a business, how to deal with businesses, basically all the requirements needed, you know, just the legal part, the legal aspect of registering a business. He had that to the T. So what we decided was that we sat down, we spoke, we discussed the business, but we had to ensure that we dotted all our T's and dotted all our I's, because we didn't want to be stepping on anyone's toes. We wanted to ensure that what we were doing was legal. So when we had all of that done, discussing the business, we wanted the business to be something that made a difference, not something to just make money, but something that made a difference somewhere. And it's still our goal right now to make a difference in the business world. So with Connect Services coming out, we offer right now 5 services, right? We do business certificates, business registration certificate, the business stamp, business tax account number, and the opening of a business account. We also do preparing and filing of company annual returns.
Okay. I guess you could, when you're describing the services, I don't know if you want to, you know, elaborate a little bit more on it. For example, what is that? The last one you just said, what is that about?
Okay. Preparing and filing annual returns. It's basically something done every year end. Right. It will be the services done in a company. The year end, you go ahead and you file it at the company's registration. So all the services done in a year will be done on the year end, and we file it at the company registry department.
Okay, interesting. All right. Okay, continue. Sorry. Other services that you what are other services that you guys offer? That's it.
Okay. So the business certificate. The business certificate is documents which is prepared for small businesses, to ensure that you, well, the legal part of it, to ensure that your business is legal. All right, the business certificate, there are benefits in you certifying your business.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so number one, you're protecting your brand. Number two, you are, your business will be taken seriously by other businesses. So if you want to get a contract from another business, you would need to be certified. They would be asking for a business certificate.
Mm-hmm,
all right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be able to open a business account. You'd be able to get business loans because they would ask you for your business certificate in order for you to get a business loan.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You earn your customers' trust. When you do have a business certificate, they're able to, they'll come to you, you get their loyalty, they'll be like, you know, I can trust this business because, you know, they're certified, they're legal. Yeah, they're legitimate, so I can go to them to get my services done. Your business stamp, in order for you to open a business account, what they would ask of you is your business certificate and a business stamp, because you need to authenticate your business. So you will not, you know, when you open your business account, you as a person, you would sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you open a business account, you would need a stamp. So the stamp would be like the signature to the business.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, okay.
And then there is the business tax account number. You would get that in revenue for any business that is doing employment and you have employees. You would need your business tax account number because you're receiving revenue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, how did you guys come up with this concept of, hey, let's start helping small businesses get their act together? How did that come about? Like, because it's a pretty, first of all, it's a needed service because a lot mm-hmm. of people cannot afford. Like, when you're a small business person, you're doing everything. You're doing your accounts, you're doing your marketing, you're doing your this, you're doing your that. Mm-hmm. You do not have the time to be running around to do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I want to know what inspired you guys to say, hey, let's provide that service. And like you said, it didn't come out of a need out of making money, but providing a service. What inspired you guys?
Okay, so I'm glad that you asked that. Once again, my partner, like I said, that he worked with a law firm. Right? Being that you have, well, being in a law firm, you get firsthand to see that businesses are registered because you can also go to a lawyer to have your business registered. All right? So it's two things. One, you could either go to the registry where you do it yourself, you register your business yourself, and it would be affordable. However, like you said, it would be walking up and down. There'll be a lot of up and down, so it frustrates someone. And you can go to the lawyer to get your business certified, to get your business registered, and to avoid the walking up and down. But it's costly.
Mm-hmm.
So with that idea, we decided, why don't we try to kill one bird with two stones? Why don't we provide a service that is affordable and also efficient? Right? Why don't we provide the service where, because I believe that to get a service done should not be so frustrating. You know, you should not be walking up and down in the hot sun to get a document stating that your business is registered. So we try to provide a hassle-free service to our clients, to our customers, to put them at ease and to also ease the squeeze on their pockets as well.
Ah, I get you. I get you. I get you. Makes sense. What experiences have you guys learned from this?
Experiences. So far, the feedback that we have received from clients are amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The fact that you can assist someone in such a way and they're so happy,
mm-hmm.
it brings a joy to my heart sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, like, when people receive their certificate saying that their business is registered, like their business is legal, and the feedback that we get from them, Ron, it's amazing. I'm like,
yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. Wow. And I mean, every business is not without its challenges. And of course, this program was geared towards, you know, giving the good, the bad, and the ugly side of business. What experiences that can you share that probably almost demotivated you guys from continuing? Was there any point in time you guys were like, you know what, they ain't making no sense, let me finish with that? You know, just give us some of those experiences that add to the trials and the lifestyle, basically, of entrepreneurship.
Okay, with the challenges at Connect Services, we tend to focus on the positives. Aaron, no matter how bad it may look, we try to see the silver lining in all aspects, in all problems. So for me, I tend to call my challenges, my hiccups, my obstacles, whatever it may be, business blessings.
You know what? High five, girl. High five. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, because they actually help me grow my business. It helps me see the holes in my service. So, you know, I try to look at them as, you know, business blessings, basically.
True.
For right now, I would say that the business blessing is trying to get to as much people out there to know about Connect Services. I would think that is it right now.
I can imagine. And I can also think that COVID has been a business blessing because everybody now is registering a business. So there is, I guess, for you, a serious boost in business because of COVID, yes or no?
Oh, definitely, Ron. COVID impacted Connect Services in such a positive way.
I
cannot even begin to explain.
I can imagine.
You know, not only with the businesses, but it actually gave me first hand at the amount of talent that Tanisha has.
Exactly.
You know, from the businesses that we have registered, what they do. I mean, when persons come to me or come to us to register, and I listen to the name that they create, I'm like, whoa, like, how did you come up with that name? Like, you know, Tanisha is full of talent. And this is why we also decided that we are going to create a business hub, so that we can keep all businesses connected. Because I believe that each business needs each other to cooperate, to like, we have to learn to live with each other. We need each other for us to survive. Right?
That's true. That is true. Which is what, you know, you kind of jumped the gun a little bit. I was just going into my next question, which is basically, what's next for Connect Services? How can you guys expand beyond the services that you do? I know you're probably waiting until you get your ACCA for you now to probably offer accounting services to and bookkeeping services to businesses. But what are the things that you can, you know, discuss that you guys are moving into next?
For right now, the only thing that we are doing right as of right now that we can speak of, because we are looking to do a lot of things, but I cannot speak on them right now.
Okay,
understood. What we can speak on is our business hub that we're trying to create.
Nice.
Not only to keep the businesses connected, but to also keep customers connected with businesses, so you'd actually know what business does what, who is registered, and also how you can contact them to get the services. You can see what the services look like. You can get firsthand, you know, at what services they provide, basically.
Nice. I love it. I definitely love it. I mean, this is, again, like I said, this is a business that was started out of necessity and not necessarily a money vibe, which is what I can appreciate the most out of you guys. But what is the dynamics like working with, what's his name? I can never remember his name. Yeah, what is it like working? Because I've had to talk to him, and I know he's a bit of a difficult guy. I wish he was here to defend himself. But what's the dynamic? How do you guys work together?
We're basically, we go hand in hand. He's backbone. He's my backbone. So whatever is missing, he puts the piece to that. So it's like a puzzle.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool that you guys are working together. And I hope that you guys can build this into even bigger than what it is right now.
That's the plan.
I mean, I don't know if you could share. Is there any one experience that you had that, you know, made you realize that, yeah, you guys are absolutely doing the right thing?
I would say from the reviews that we get from our clients. For instance, we had a client. I guess she was unable to do anything because her day job kept her, you know, from doing anything outside. So her 9-to-5, she couldn't do anything. So when she contacted us, sorry, and she told us that she wanted to get her business registered, she asked us, you know, what is it that we offer? And we told her that we do everything for you from start to finish. And she was like, what? From start to finish? I said, we do everything from start to finish. When we provided her with the pricing for... we told her that we do everything for you from start to finish. And she was like, what? we do everything from start to finish. When she provided her with the pricing. And she still thought that she had to pay us after the services was done because she could not believe that it was just that. Yeah, and I'm telling her, yeah, that's just it. And she was like, that's so nice. I am definitely going to refer other people to you guys.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it was from there, it was like, yeah, we're definitely doing something good.
Yeah, that's amazing, you know, and I want you guys to keep up doing this because it's a much-needed service, and a lot of people don't realize the importance of registering their business and operating, you know, in that way. Like in your preamble, you went through the benefits of it, so, you know, thank you for probably selling yourself too and doing that. A very job well done. Now, as we're about to just wind down the interview, this is the part that we normally take to give young people advice, and I guess you guys, or you in particular, you are best qualified to say that because you have seen a lot of people come through to register their business. So you're in a position to give advice. Here's the opportunity to tell people these are things that you should get done now. Go.
Okay, so with the advice for the young entrepreneurs or for persons on a whole, I would say take the risk. I would tell them, take the risk because we never know what the outcome of our efforts are unless we actually do it. You know, face your fears. Sometimes it may be hard to face your fear or to overcome it, but it needs to be done. You know, and also learn from your customers, the irate customers. Listen to them, you know, because...
Do you guys get irate customers? Like, do y'all?
Because I am on point, I would say, with my customer service. That's the one thing that I stress on at Connect Services, customer service. Because for me, if I go anywhere, that's what I want. I want great customer service.
Yeah, true.
So I would say to myself that, you know what, I want to put myself in the customer's shoes. So I want to give the best customer service out there, you know? Remember, I want Connect Services to be something different. So I don't want people to be talking about customer service that, you know, Connect Services saying that, you know, the customer service is not nice, or my customer service, any of my clients could tell you, it's on point.
Yeah. And, you know, I could disturb you and said, for somebody who has worked with you in the past, thank you very much, by the way. You had, and let me tell you, she definitely goes above, they go above and beyond. So I can't give out my personal business, but they go above and beyond. and yeah. service, and they handle everything, because I know it's difficult. And they she's very good at diffusing situations. So she. So I can attest to that and say yes, customer service is very good from Connect right. Services. Continue. Thank Sorry, you. I just had Thank to put that. There. I just you. Had to sell that there for you.
Thank you. And that was another point of mine. You know, advice: deliver more than your customer expects.
Yeah. Definitely.
You actually gain loyalty and trust from your customer. They keep coming back when you do that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and I definitely agree with that. Well, we have 3 minutes left, so I'll just use this opportunity now to allow people to get your information, Facebook, Instagram, numbers, and let the people know how they can get in contact with you, because I know a lot of listeners out there listening right now, and they're like, yeah, boy, it's that time, boy. I know what's going to happen with this job with COVID, boy. Let me start my own thing. So now's the time to do that. Connect Services is here to assist you with that. So, you know, give people mm-hmm. your contact information.
Not a problem. But before I do that, I do want to give a shout out to one of our main supporters and some of my clients, which is B Unique SLU, which has been a ride or die to Connect Services.
Let me tell you, she was a guest a couple weeks ago on Youth Unplugged. So, Shelley, speak up yourself.
You large. And I want to thank all my other clients, a bite of yummy, all those who referred clients to us, all those who posted and liked our page and stuff. Thank you guys so much for the support and continue referring. We love referrals. And to get in contact with Connect Services, you can go onto our Instagram, it's Connect Services 758, sorry. That's Connect with a K. And the Facebook Connect Services. Also, you can reach us on our mobiles, which is 716-6651 or 712-1184, and you'll be able to reach anyone in a reference to registering your business.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And, you know, good luck with your accounting program, because I know that ain't easy.
Oh, thank you.
But I know the service that you want to provide. Yeah. Because I know that, you know, small businesses are the backbone of our economy. And they, even, you know, when you go to financial institutions, excepting Banco St. Lucia, they try to, you know, they don't understand that, yo, this is a business and people treat you like, you know, yeah, money. You understand? So I'm glad that you guys are, you know, tailoring your packages to suit your small businesses, people just starting
Thank
out.
You.
So continue to do that. And I know, you know, some big things are in store for you guys. So big up. And I'm looking forward to working with you all personally very soon again.
Thank you. And once again, thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure being here on the show.
Yeah, man. Big up yourself. So we will talk soon for sure. All right, have a good one. Thank you so much. Of course, Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.